Been hearing a lot about the German election this morning, but for a while yesterday, the election in Iceland was competing for space in the world's headline news because it had elected Europe's first female majority parliament, 33 seats out of 63. But then there was a recount, leaving women with 30 seats, majority gone, just. Just five countries in the world currently have parliaments where women hold at least half the seats. Let's speak to Tryggvi Adalbjornsson. He's a reporter with the Icelandic National Broadcasting Service, or UV. Tryggvi, good morning.
Morning.
Tell us what happened in the election.
Oh, well, overall, the government that has been ruling the country for the last 4 years maintained their majority in the parliament, which was the big news domestically. But the other big news was that for the first time, women won a majority. At least that's what people thought at first. And, you know, this was featured in the international press, as you mentioned. This was featured prominently on the front websites, of front pages of The Guardian and the BBC. So it was kind of big news. And then just a few hours later, the people in one constituency realized that there was a slight imbalance of votes. There was just something that was a little off. So they when they did a recount, and this had a ripple effect around the country. So that there's like this kind of complicated, little obscure rule that's meant to maintain balance of allocated seats around the country, which means that a slight change in one constituency of votes can have a ripple effect around the country, which is exactly what happened. So that the balance of seats between parties didn't change in the parliament. It's just where they were allocated. And it just so happened that five people gained seats and five people lost their seats. And out of the five people who gained seats, all were men. Out of the five people who lost their seats, three out of five were women. So it just so happened.
It shouldn't be remarkable, but of course it is, that women would dominate a parliament. Iceland is ranked the most gender equal nation in the world, according to a World Economic Forum report this year. In what way is Iceland gender equal?
Well, it has to do, well, we, of course, we've had two prime ministers who are women. The share of women in top top places in the government and businesses has been going up, and compared to a lot of other countries, as you mentioned, Iceland is the gender equality is the situation is very good, but still there's a lot to gain. So this was a big moment for women in Iceland, and so that was a little, well, I guess you could say a little awkward or even embarrassing, that turned out not to be true.
Tryggvi Adalbjornsson, reporter with RUV, the Icelandic National Broadcasting Service, thank you for speaking to us this morning.